get a chance to play in the playoffs, man?
It's been a long time. It's been a long time. So, you know, my last time I appeared in the playoff game was 2005. So, you don't forget the feeling, but at the same time, it's, all things considered, it's been a long time.
Now, obviously, you kept your body in shape, you're working out, but 3 weeks ago, could you envision that, or 4 weeks ago, could you envision, like, man, I'm about to be in the playoffs with the New England Patriots in a few weeks?
Well, after the phone call, yes. But I mean, like I said, I still got an uphill battle. I'm still learning. It's a lot of terminology that I'm getting introduced to, you know, on a day-to-day basis.
And how much have, like, some of your teammates, like Bolden and James White, like, played a part in helping you, you know, kind of bring you along and whatnot?
They've done a good job, you know. Both guys are very smart. They understand their responsibilities in the offense and the protection. And anytime I have a question, more times than not, I go ask them. You know, they actually get to see the game. They get to see the reaction of the defense. So it's a little helpful when you talk the same language as running backs.
And then yesterday, Tom was saying that it's a good time for the team overall to have this bye week, because it's been, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 weeks since they had a bye. But you have just played two games, and now you get a bye. I'm wondering about the dynamic you're feeling physically. Is this bye come at an awkward time for you?
I planned it that way.
You did?
No.
That's pretty good.
No, once again, you know, they have played a lot of football, and we do need this bye to let guys kind of nurse up some bumps and bruises that they've suffered from. But for me personally, it allows me an extra week getting comfortable with the terminology. Once again, that I can't stress that hard enough, because it's a different language and I'm trying to learn it on the go.
Has that changed that much since you last played for Josh?
It's not that. What people don't understand is when you learn a new offense, I was in Atlanta the last 2 years. That's okay. A whole nother language. So you may run some of the same concepts, but you call something different. And when you get in the heat of the battle, sometimes your body reverts back to what it knows instead of what it should be doing.
In, I know people have already asked this, but how was it playing with Tom? I mean, a guy that obviously you probably observed from afar and kind of he's a good quarterback and whatnot, but actually being in the backfield with him and playing with him.
I mean, it's everything I thought it would be. True field leader. He has a great pulse of the team, know how to motivate guys, and you understand why they win around here.
And Coach Belichick as well. I mean, obviously, players love him. We see a different side of him, but have you now, like, seen the side that a lot of players have seen, you know, before you got here? Like, man, he's a great guy to work for.
Well, you know, over the years, we had a chance to cross paths. And going back to 2004, to even some Pro Bowls where we crossed paths. And one thing about Coach Belichick is you get what you get. You know, he's a true professional, very hard on the details, making sure guys are smart and aware of what they're supposed to be doing. And, you know, he hasn't let me down yet.
Has he tested you so far? You know, asked you questions here and there about testing what you know so far?
I test myself every night, to be honest with you. I'm here. I'm in Foxborough. I don't know anyone. So a lot of my communication is going over to things, terminology, making sure that I'm ready for the next day.
Appreciate it.